Welcome back to Check the Energy Podcast. This is Vanessa Smith, your host, and I am so glad to be back here with you all sharing about how to navigate the energetics of this time, new paradigm perspectives, your purpose role in this larger shift that's happening, and last but definitely not least, really digging into vitality and the role that vitality plays in this larger paradigm shift. That's going to be a main focus of the Check the Energy podcast as we move forward into the new year. And there is a special and different time between December 21st and December 31st where I will be sharing with you on a daily basis. This period of time annually is always very unique for me. It feels very much like an opening of sorts where I feel a deeper call to be visible in the world on a more consistent basis and with a greater energy really behind it to bring my own voice forward in new ways. And so during this time between December 21st and 31st, you're going to see daily posting of Check the Energy podcast, where I will be sharing with you more of the energies of the closing out of this year and the opening up to the next year. These recordings have also been posted on my YouTube channel, Vanessa Smith Energy Guidance. Search that and you'll find the visual component. And within these recordings, they're going to highlight a variety of different ways that you can start to understand and really understand, right, the larger dynamics at play within your own life as well as within the larger world that we exist within, how to really work with those energies. Many new ideas and new perspectives will be shared within the recordings that you'll see over the next 10-11 days. And then starting January 1st, we launch into the Vitality series. And at that point, the Check the Energy podcast will return to the twice a week from in 2024 moving forward. One last piece I'd like to point out before we dive into the recording for today is to go on over to vasmith.com. There are three offers that I have there that are specially priced for the end of the year. Clean Up Your Energy, the Energy Guide Program, and Clear Your Money Path. These will all be offered moving forward into the new year, but at a different price point. So if any of those titles speak to you, I definitely encourage you to go over there because it really is a great time to be cleaning up your energy, clearing your money path, and stepping into deeper alignment with energy guidance, knowing how to read energy, navigate energy, heal with energy, all of those incredibly potent pieces for our vitality and well-being in this world. So, with that, I'm going to sign off of this introduction and enjoy the rest of the
Vanessa.
Show.
And in this video, I am going to be sharing with you my top 10 review of 2023. This is partially personally indulgent because this is part of the process that I like to go through for myself when I close out a year. I like to look back on the year and pick out the moments that really were transformational for me. And so they're not necessarily highlights per se of like all the good things, but really the transformational moments. And I find that when we do this together, I'm on a together kick right now. There's been a lot of energy moving through as I close out this year and tune into the energies for the next year, more from that collective perspective than for me personally. And then I kind of map that collective experience next to my own, right? I think that's the call that we are all learning how to step into is really looking at our personal individual experience in the context of also what's happening collectively and kind of seeing like where do we mirror each other, right? Like, what are some ways that I can continue to dive into my own transformation so I can add to the transformation of the collective, and how is what's happening in the collective transforming me? So this is, yeah, like I said, it's a process that I like to engage with because I find that it gets me outside of, you know, those places of stagnation or the illusion of being stuck or mental loops or blah blah, right? Like that where you feel like kind of human and just I'm disconnected or whatever it is, right? And so I thought I would do it a little bit differently this year and share my process with you because, well, because I just intuitively felt like that was the right thing to do. But when I was sitting with the energetics of that and why that was important, is there, as you know, when we're in a space of creating a new script or a new narrative to live by, individually and collectively, that's what's happening right now. That's part of the paradigm shift in this transitional and transformational time that we're in, is it helps to connect with other people, to have witnesses, to share your story. Storytelling is very much a remedy, a medicine that we can gift to each other, and we both become, you know, much richer in the process of doing that. And but it needs to be done intentionally, right? Like there needs to be a certain level of, you know, rootedness and clear boundaries in your own system, while at the same time, you know, just being really clear on what it is that you feel called to share with people, because we live in, you know, an era where anybody could share anything on the internet. It's kind of like it's a little wild out there, right? You know, and so we sort of swung from being this very reserved, all to ourselves, in our own suffering kind of a mentality to like airing it all out online. And if that's you, like, and that feels right for you, then by all means do it. But I knew that that path never felt quite right to me, and so I've been sitting with this this energy really of how do I want to share my story and my you know, experiences of transformation and my healing journey in a way that's actually going to be serving and uplifting and clean, energetically clean. So, as you may know, I talk a lot about energy because it's very, very much my world. It's very much how I navigate and understand what's happening because I see energy and I hear energy. And I mean, it's just, it gives me a great context for all the pieces at play within myself and within the dynamics that I have and just in the world at large. And so it's incredibly helpful for me. And the urge to show up and share more, and the urge to connect with storytelling and sharing the stories that I have. It's really kind of sitting in my own energy field of now it's time to do that in you know, in a more expanded way. So that's a bit of the background of why I feel called to do that. And anything else I want to tell you, welcome. Thanks for sitting with me and in this share, whether you're new or returning. As always, I would love a like. I would love a share. I would love the comments, the subscribes. So this gets out to more of my people. I really do appreciate that. So thank you. And before I dive in, I am going to say, look for the golden threads of your story, like how whatever I share is a soul mirror for you and your experience. It's important to me to also make it relevant to you. And so look for that, right? And I'll try and make it be so in the sharing, because obviously you don't know me personally. And so these pieces might not like cool, I'm glad you experienced that. But like look for how it shows up in your life. That's the kind of goal or background here with what I would love for you to do. So I'm going to share my top 10 transformational pivot points of 2023. And I'm going to share with you three of my personal themes for 2024. And as you know, there is already the Energy of 2024 video is out for your enjoyment, and a couple of other videos around closing out the energies of this year, working with the energies of 12/12 and 12/21. And is there anything else out there at the moment? I think that's it at the moment. I have a backlog of many, many conversations and shares that I will be putting up very soon. But with that, let us begin. So the first piece that I want to start with, my 10, this is actually not going in any particular order, but I'm going to do a countdown because did you ever watch, this is going to date me right now, but did you ever watch the Dick Clark countdown when you were a kid where they like they there was or you, it would go to, I think it was in Times Square, right, where it would go to him counting down in the Big Apple, and the Big Apple would drop and everybody, all the crowds were like singing the New Year song. And I just remember, I have that memory as a kid of like the countdown. So anyway, here's number 10. Number 10 is seeing, spending time with a soul friend. Do you have anybody in your life that is like the brother from another mother kind of thing, that you feel this connection with them, that in a way that you can't articulate? And so I have a friend that I met when we were 16 when we met. And I haven't seen him for a couple of years. We talk, kind of sporadically over the years. And so it's been 34 years. Is that right? Oh my God. 34 years that I've known him. And so we've, gone through pockets where we've stayed in touch and where we haven't. But always when you come back together, it feels like the first time you met. It just is like this instant, you pick up where you left off. I don't have that many people that I feel that level of connection with, in an ongoing kind of way. Like I'll have people that will come in and I feel like the little synchronicity spark and whatnot, but not in a continued friendship kind of way. And so it is the sustaining of the friendship, and the seeing him this year was actually hugely transformational for me, because these people hold a piece of your life history, right? And the experiences that you've had and all the ages that you've been with that person. But they also hold a bit of your soul history. And because I'm a different version of myself than when I was 16 years old, I can now, that feeling of connection, of soul connection that I had with him then still is the same now, but I didn't have a context then. I just had a feeling. And the feeling is very valid, right? If you have that feeling with anybody, you know how palpable it is. But now, because I can read energy and I can tune in and kind of get the larger soul dynamics at play, and more of his essence and our connection in that way, I got to see him physically. He and his wife came to visit me, and as you may know, I live in Europe, and he's still in the Bay Area, where I grew up. And so they came over to Europe. And we spent 4 days together, like straight of doing loads of activities. And it felt so good. It just felt, if oh, what did it feel like? It felt like coming home is what it felt like. I was like, oh, yeah, it's a feeling, because it's like you're going back in time to visit a version of yourself, but you're very cognizant of who you are now. But then you also, it's like a full circle moment is what it was. And so if you have a person like that in your life and you're feeling the call to reconnect with them, I highly recommend it. It was so many things for me. I probably would keep talking for a very long, long time, but I'll tell you a very quick story about him. And so when we were graduating high school, there was, I don't know, like 300 students graduating at the same time. And they would call the whoever was giving out the certificates. They would call someone from one side of the audience and someone from the other side of the audience, and we would walk up on, opposite sides, shake the hands, and then walk down together. Nobody had any idea who they were going to get called with. It was just a big mystery of where they sat, everybody. But they called my name and they called his name. And we were so, it was like one of those moments where we were just so excited, so happy to be like coming up and walking down together. And that is very much, I want to say, like a visual of how I feel like our relationship is. Like fundamentally, it's like we're on different sides of the planet now, but when we come together and we walk down this path together, it's just this automatic clicking into place. And I feel so grateful. It was so many things for me, and it was a huge, huge pivot point for me to start to look at community in my life, what a real friendship is and feels like, and the standards that I want to hold around that. I mean, it was so many things. I'm super grateful. Send him this video. I tell him like all the time, I'm like, I love you so much. He's probably like, I get it. Okay, I get, I know that you do. Okay, number nine is actually my energy guide program. So this year I have been in the field professionally of energy psychology, and just reading energy and working with clients for 23 years. Like I started kind of doing it around the year 2000, even though I was doing a bit of like practicing and playing around with mentors a couple years prior to that. And then it's just grown and grown and grown. And in that time, my skill set has expanded, my understanding has expanded, my gifts have just like, I mean, like, and so over the course of 2 decades, I've had people say, oh, can you put together a course or put together a program or do something like pull all these pieces together? And I finally did. And so this year was sort of the beta, not the beta, it was the launch of that, the first version of it. And there were, I had a group of women in there, and it was incredible. It was incredible to complete something that was so important to me, to take all of this acquired and applied and inherent knowledge and wisdom and put it together in this program. I just feel so proud of myself, honestly. It was, yeah, I feel so proud of myself. So the Energy Guide program is open for 2024. I do have like an early bird special before the 2023 is out. So if you are interested, there's two tracks. One is a track for the empath. So if you're really finally wanting to understand your energetic sensitivity and how to work with it, cannot recommend joining the program enough. Then there's the certification track. So if you are a business and you want to expand your business, like a healing or transformational focused business, or you want to start a business as an energy guide with this certification, also can't recommend it enough. I learn something new every time I teach. And it's incredible to be able to see how people apply those teachings. And so it's just the engagement of it. It's not a DIY course. It is a very like we're in the conversation together for 6+ months. So it's a dedicated container to really learning about energy. There's a link in there below, but really it was a transformational experience for me. I had a sense of what was in there, and there's still so much more that wants to come through around that particular program. But it's an incredible body of work, and I feel very proud of myself for it. So that was number nine. Number eight is reading the energy. I know it seems like, duh, don't you do that all the time, Vanessa? But here's the thing, and I do, I actually do. But when we have personal triggers, we have our own blind spots, we have things. When you feel wobbly in your life and you're like trying to figure out why that is, or what is going on, or why is this relationship feel like there's something unsaid, but you can't put your finger on it, that's where reading the energy comes so in handy. And which is why I'm passionate about teaching people how to read energy and teaching people how to, use their energy sensitivity for service, because this is the context. And because of everything that's shifting in the collective, like, we're all going to be a little required to to read energy and to navigate energy. And so, but there were certain ways in which I wasn't applying what I knew to the degree that I needed to for my well-being, for my own kind of up level, right? And so I would brush things off. That's what we do. We brush it off. Oh, I'll deal with that later. Or, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. Or, oh, it must have been me. I'm just misperceiving it. Like, that's how we tend to work with that wobble that we feel within ourselves or in a dynamic with somebody else. And I swear to you, even the last 24 hours, I got I decided to step aside my, internal emotional response to something that was happening in my world around a particular connection that I have. And I was like, what is that? And I looked at it energetically. I was like, oh, okay. So, and it created such a sense of relief and ease and understanding and resolve. It will resolve. And so I can now let a relationship, a connection that I have, be what it is rather than trying to force it into something else. Yeah, it was super helpful. So it was a big turning point for me to be dedicated and committed to reading things energetically, giving that energetic context. Number seven is I took a lot of naps this year. So my vitality took a really massive dip this year in particular. I've talked about it several times, but I had a just multiple health things going on. And I really I like to work, especially when it's work that I'm passionate about. So if you know human design, I'm a generator, love to work, and I will do the work. And it brings me joy if it's the work that I'm passionate about. Not everybody's like that, right? My son is a projector. He needs the rest. He needs the breaks. He is he's wired a bit differently. He's designed a bit differently than I am. And so for me to lean into really listening to my body and really paying attention and committing to what I was needing on a physical level. So I was, yeah, just having a lot of different health challenges come up this year. And but as you can see, I'm feeling much, much better, much more grounded, much more healed. But the allowance of letting myself receive rest and creating space for myself was actually quite transformational. It's the basics. I'm telling you, if you can get your basics down and your sleep dialed in, and it's naps are where it's at, and just time to space out. So that is number seven. Number six is just checking my list here. Number six is I don't like that word. I have a relationship with trees. I like to, that's why you see this background. I like to go out and stand with my back against a tree. It quite literally feels like a charging station to me. It charges me up. Anything that I'm holding on to emotionally or physically, anything that's kind of interfering with my own energy system. Kind of the weird electrical aspects of how cities are wired these days can affect me. And so I just go to a tree. And honestly, one of the transformational highlights of this year is all of my time spent with trees and with my back at trees. Sometimes I'll put my forehead next to a tree, but like on a tree, or I'll just like lay my cheek on the moss. It's so nice. I love it. So my experiences with trees has been a big one this year. And let's see, we're moving down the list. The next one is starting my podcast. So you would not guess this, but I was actually a very quiet kid. I didn't have a lot to say. They actually wanted to hold me back in fourth grade because they thought I was stupid. Isn't what they thought, because I didn't speak. I was so overwhelmed with energy and like just the sensory input of everybody's like as an empath, you feel the emotions of energy or the emotions of other people, which is really like intense in and of itself. Like you need to learn how to untangle that. But I'm like an empath plus plus plus, also a seer. Yeah, there's multiple things happening here in terms of my read of energy. And so I just felt like a lot, and I didn't have a context for it, and I didn't know how to work with it, and I just didn't know. So I was very, very quiet as a kid. And I think it like actually freaked people out a little bit. They're like, why is she always observing me? Or like, because I just observed people because I was trying to make sense of what I was sensing in my system. And so, yeah, I just, remember they gave me all these tests, not like psychological tests, but like math, English, all the things in school, just to see like, is she actually dumb or just like what is happening? And I was in fourth grade and I scored at like a 12th grade level. So like the senior year of high school, they're like, oh, she's not dumb. She's probably just bored. And then they put me into another class with a bunch of like weirdo freak people like me. More maybe, I don't know, more creative or more like, yeah, just more engaged with life in a different kind of way, differently wired, shall we say. But I have a lot to say, as you know, and I consider myself a messenger, a spiritual messenger. And I mean, that really does feel like a call that I am answering and part of my agreement here on the planet. And so to start my podcast, Check the Energy, was a big turning point for me this year, for me to really reclaim my voice and to release my idea of perfectionism and, to honor the completion of something, right? To create it, put it out in the world, start doing it. So I did a number of episodes at the beginning of the year, and now I'm in the refinement process. Took some time off because I needed to tend to my health. But now I'm returning to the Check the Energy podcast starting on January 1st with the Vitality Focus. There is a video up around that to share a bit more about vitality and why I'm going down that route to focus on those things. But just the fact that I did it, and it's like I gave myself a platform for my voice that feels uniquely mine, which I know we can do that with social media, but it's just loud versus like you're going to go directly to Check the Energy podcast if you want to learn more about it. Also, I'm going to be sharing it on YouTube as well. So get double exposure to it. So that's another highlight for me this year, transformational point. And then I'm going to say I experienced a lot of physical pain this year. Not a lot, more than I usually do. It really brought me into the body. It was very uncomfortable. There are many reasons why I did. Part of it was like I was having a lot of teeth challenges this year, and there were just some, big pieces of grief that had been held in my system that I very intentionally worked with transforming, alchemizing, releasing, acknowledging, like all of that. I took the time to do some very deep healing this year, and so it brought a lot of physical and emotional pain for me. And that's the work. That's the work. That's to allow yourself to feel pain also like increases your ability to feel joy and pleasure. And I always knew that as an ideology, but I experienced that as a reality this year. I didn't realize the extent to which some things had been buried in there. And sometimes it's not until you feel physical pain that you start to look at, like, oh, what's also there emotionally, or what have I been holding on to or avoiding or procrastinating on, or not facing, and to be able to do that, it's the key to your inner sense of freedom. It really is. And so all the tears, all the facing fears, all the really hard conversations, all the physical and emotional pain, like, this year just was a thread, like, all the way through. And this wasn't, I share this just for transparency, integrity purposes, but also just to address that this is something that I saw in the collective as well. I saw a lot of people that are maybe more in a, I wouldn't say influencer, but they have a voice as a spiritual leader or spiritual messenger, and that they too were going through the great clearing, right? Like, it was like a major, like, clearing out the system. And that's what happens. I mean, collectively, the frequency is rising of the planet. I mean, if you follow the Schumann resonance or anything of that nature, then you know what I'm talking about. And so as the frequency rises, it just, that process of that pulls out anything that's of a lower frequency. In layman's terms, that means any of that crap that you had in your system, physically, mentally, emotionally, that has just been felt stuck. Those places you feel stuck. Stuck is an illusion. It can't technically happen energetically, but, like, you feel like you are, right? And so it pulls that stuff out. Whatever is unresolved, we're moving it. Like, it's like, whether you're ready to face it or not, here it is in your face. And so this year, I really, like, I really sat with it and did the work. And yeah, that was a highlight. It was a transformational highlight for me. I want to say I highly recommend it, but I don't know. I don't know if I can say that, because it was very, very intense, and it affected the ways in which I showed up in my relationships. It really was a catalyst for a lot of hard conversations, really had me looking at things and evaluating pieces of my life, and seeing my role in setting up certain dynamics. And to take responsibility for that is very humbling experience. And it's very active process also. Like, it's always, you always got to stay accountable and be responsible with your energy and how you show up in the world. So moving on, I don't even know what number I'm at right now. I don't even know if I'll get to 10, but that's okay. I definitely want to point out to one of the massive, major transformational points of this year, and that was getting my teeth fixed. So I had a broken tooth at the very back of my mouth, and it got infected, and it was really, really negatively impacting my health to degrees that I didn't realize. Things like, I felt dizzy and couldn't focus on anything. I'd have about 1 to 2 hours of energy during the day, and then nothing. Like, I'd have to, rest or nap. And I just, for one, I didn't realize that. I just knew I felt bad physically. I didn't realize what it was connected to. I didn't actually realize I had a broken tooth. I don't know how I could have missed that I had a broken tooth. Maybe because it was at the very back of my mouth. And it's not that it, like, really hurt. I felt like I just kept spraying propolis back there. And so I think that was managing any of the pain or how bad the infection could have gotten. But I think the infection was just, like, my whole body was fighting this inflammation. And so it was draining my resources physically. And then one time I was brushing my teeth and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty painful. And then I went and I looked and I was like, what? Was I in pain and I just wasn't copying to the fact that I was experiencing the level of pain that I'm at? Like, how did I not notice that? And I had a lot of fear around going to the dentist. It was a whole experience. I went to a dentist that was initially, I thought, the right fit for me. But the second time I went in, it was, he told me he couldn't work with me because I was too emotional, which is a very Dutch culture thing to say. There's, like, you have an interesting relationship with the emotions here, I've noticed energetically. And so I went and I found another dentist, more integrative approach, and the removal of the tooth, they don't put you to sleep here, which is fine. I did not want that anyway, but they, because of the way the tooth was broken, what would have taken like 20 minutes to just pull out a tooth took about 2.5 hours. And it was a whole experience too, because there had to be like a lot of I can't say it, you know what I mean, anesthesia in that area. And I also did ozone therapy with it, where they took out my blood and then froze it and then inserted the blood back in to heal that area. And they also put a pig bone actually over that area to help create a foundation so my jaw doesn't sink. So it was like a whole thing. It was a whole thing, and I was awake and I was just breathing. It made me so grateful to have had a meditation practice and a breathing practice, and to be conscious about my breath, because it really saved me in that moment. And the dentist was just amazing, lovely person. She was singing snot, I can't say it. Snot Kaur, Snatam, and then last is Kaur. I can't say it. I always would call her Snotty, because that's just, she felt like a friend. I would always listen to that when I was pregnant. But the dentist was singing that, and it was on in the background as she was like, keep this tooth out of my mouth. And I also had several really, really deep cavities, like almost borderline, I need to pull a bunch of teeth. And so I've had a total of 9 dental appointments in the past couple of months. And that I knew about, because you could see it, and it was bad. It was more in the back of my mouth, but so you can necessarily see it on a video, maybe you can, but it was super intense. Those were also super intense, and really, again, brought me present to life, to what is really important. And the thing I want to share with you is a couple of pieces is teeth are connected to our meridian system. And our meridians, different meridians represent different aspects of the body, of the emotional psychology of how the body holds, you know, these different emotions. And I was experiencing a lot of grief this year. It was very intense for me, and I couldn't put my finger on why, or didn't even feel like mine necessarily. And it turns out that the tooth that was broken was connected to the meridian about grief and holding ancestral grief. So when it broke, it was like me releasing all of this ancestral grief that was holding in my system, in my DNA. And that's why it felt bigger than me, but it was real intense. It was really intense. And so it gave me a lot more regard and insight for the different aspects of my physical body and what it holds energetically. Yes. So when I am feeling some sort of, you know, stuckness or density or low frequency or whatever we want to call it in my physical system, I tune into the psychology of it while I'm simultaneously working with the physicality of it. And this is how we're called to work with our healing process, our transformation process. So that was very insightful for me. And the other piece I want to bring to you is just from an energetic perspective. Also, the teeth represent structure, and the teeth are, you know, like they're very, your foundational structures. So it really gave me a chance to look at how was I structuring my life? Was I structuring it in a way that's actually supportive of me? Where can I, you know, change some of the systems that I have in place, or create, you know, put some systems into place to support the kind of growth and daily life experience that I want to have. So it's very kind of Capricorn in theme, which is a big energy in my life, especially on the career front. the Capricorn energy, which is all about the goat, right? The build, the mountain climb, the step by step. And you need to have systems and structure in that place to support you to be able to do that climb. And so there's been, you know, just a major assessment period, shall we say, and a release of my attachment to ideas of expectations of what it's supposed to look like or how it's supposed to play out, and just be like, oh, okay, we're gonna let that all go. We're gonna still hold the vision. We're gonna release the expectation, and we're going to do some planning. We're gonna kind of map this out in a more realistic and supportive kind of way. So that's kind of the stage that I'm at right now. And I'm sure I have other things that I could add to this list, but I'm going to end there. I think that was like 7 total, maybe 8. And I just want to share with you my personal themes for 2024. So if you haven't watched the video, The Energy of 2024 yet, please do, because those are collective themes that are moving through. And the collective is always going to impact you to varying degrees of whatever you're experiencing in your own life. And when you understand what's going to go on or be kind of like a louder, more amplified theme for the collective, you can then assess your own life and like learn how to have those energies of your own personal themes and the collective themes work together in a little more harmony, right? So my personal themes for 2024, the first is related to what I was just talking about. I call it the great reorganization. So I can't even tell you how many like audio recordings, videos, loads of notebooks, papers, journals, file cabinets, just like filled with downloads, creative ideas about energy. And transformation and the paradigm shift. And like, there's so much that comes through for me, and I've been keeping track of it, but it's not very organized. And I know that it's part of my, you know, my agreement, my volunteer contract here on the planet to bring those forward. And in order to do that effectively, I'm going to need to organize them better. And you know, I had recently, I don't know how much you go to my website, I go there like every day, but I recently, you know, reconfigured the offerings that I have out there and shifted a bit more to an energetic focus. And yeah, I'm just reorganizing and repackaging. So that's going to be a key theme for me moving into this next year, personally and professionally. And the next theme that I am bringing in and focusing on for 2024. So just so you know, when you do your personal theme excavation, you're going to want to tune into yourself and see what's most relevant and resonant for you to be focusing on. But you're also going to be choosing, reaching for it, right? It's like there's different energies at play. When we get a seed for a vision, we're not supposed to sit on it. When we're born with certain gifts and that we can offer up the world, we're not supposed to sit on it. We're supposed to actually go out in the world and share those things. And so, so it's going to be like a you tuning in and then a you kind of reaching for actualizing those themes. That's how I do the decision making around the kind of energies I'm going to be playing with in the year forward. So the second theme for me is moving out of lone wolf mode. So I recently put up a video, should be up by the time this comes up, on lone wolf mode and togetherness, like those two energies. And so for me personally, I'm going to be very committed to moving out of lone wolf mode personally and professionally. And lone wolf is just, you know, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, right? It's like, it can serve its purpose. It can be very supportive if you're an introvert like me who, you know, I love a stage and I know I seem very extroverted, but if you meet me in person, I'm actually pretty chill and pretty mellow unless I'm in a mood, and then then I can be, you know, dramatic or gregarious or what have you, but I'm usually pretty mellow in person. which can surprise people because they know they're used to me on video or on the stage, proverbial stage, and they're like, "You're different." I've had people say that to me plenty of times. But so the lone wolf mode can serve, and I, I am an, I get my recharge from being an introvert and like withdrawing from all the things. But it also can be a shield and a protection mechanism and a defense mechanism. And that's just, it's not where I'm headed personally, and it's not where the collective is headed. We're mo really moving into a space of relationship, resonance, togetherness, building the things, right? That's where we're at. And so that's what's happening. That's what's up for me in 2024 is, and when I reach out to people, I do my best to really be in an authentic, as authentically me as I can. Like, have you ever gotten people, have you ever gotten people reaching out to you and you feel like it feels yucky? Like they're pitching you, or they're pitching you on their program, or they're just, there's an ulterior motive and you're like, what do you want? Like, what are you doing here? And so I feel like we're all in the space of recalibrating how we do relationships, because there's some people, the energies can be so whack, right? They're just so the and feel unclean to me. And maybe to you, you might just notice a little wobble or whatever. I think we're all learning, what is it like to be our authentic selves? What is it like to be unmasked and just us? It's like you risk the pain of rejection, but it's like when you get from an energetic perspective, that's really just about resonance, then it's okay. Like everybody, we all have enough matches out there. It's all right if you don't resonate with somebody. They're not your cup of tea. You're not meant to be everybody's cup of tea, right? And so there's a lot of things that can come up in the lone wolf mode and in how we show up with other people and our expectations around, some people are super distant, other people are super needy, and you're just like, ugh, trying to find like where are you in all of that and what's true for you. So that's going to be a theme for me that I'm going to be playing with energetically and out in the world. And the very last theme for me in 2024 that I will be working with is physical strength. So this goes hand in hand with vitality, the vitality series that I'm doing. Again, all the links that I mentioned, they'll be, or all the thing, all the topics I mentioned, there'll be a link to it in the description box if you want to learn more of what I'm talking about. But I'm focusing on vitality. It's a collective theme, and it's also going to be a vitality series of conversations I'll have with guests in 2024 on a weekly basis. And with that theme, I'm going to be working on my physical strength, strength training, growing my the strength in my physicality, in my physical body. So I have a little mini trampoline that I like to jump on. I mean, and there's just going to be various things that I'm going to be doing. One of my ultimate dream goals, there's a person I follow on Instagram that I love watching their videos. She ch climbs trees. I've probably told you about it a million times, but she climbs trees, and I want to be able to do that. So, and you need to have like core stabilization physically in order to do that. And so there's some recalibration within my own physical body of like, I'm going to be one of those, the, it's so weird to think that I'm actually 50 right now. Like, what? I don't feel that. I always forget it, but I'm going to be like one of those women in her 50s and 60s and 70s. It's going to be like swinging from trees. I'll be like, hi, doing my videos from up there. That'll be my new stage. So those are the themes that I'm going to be inviting in and working with in 2024. Would love to hear what your themes are. Would love to, do maybe do your top five or top 10 transformational review in the comments. Let me know. I think it's interesting to be able to see what's been profoundly helpful and has helped you shift and become more yourself in the world. So partially an indulgent share, but hopefully you've gotten some storytelling medicine out of this as well. And with that, I'm going to close out this video. Say thank you so much for watching. And please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all that good social media stuff so this gets out to more of my people. And I will be back again soon with another video. Take care.